producer Alex has stepped into the studio. She sent us an interesting little article last night.
Mm-hmm. Morning, hi.
Morning.
Try and find out what kind of party people we are.
Yes. The answers to the best night ever, thanks to news.com. So they brought that up because obviously we have had a lack of partying to do over the last few years. Now we're making up for it. Let's go. Party rock is in the house tonight. And there are apparently six different personalities for people on a night out.
Only six?
Yeah, look. We'll look further into that, but that's what they've said, so we're running with it.
Okay.
So you got asked multiple questions. I answered them as well.
So we've all done it. Everyone
we've all done the quiz. You guys all did that and have provided me with the results. Okay. So the type of questions that you guys were asked, the idea of going on a group holiday makes you, and there was about five, six answers, or six, that, hence the six personalities. I thought that, yeah, that the answer, start an Excel spreadsheet, that definitely, I know who would have answered that one.
Yeah.
Your ideal birthday party. I'm going to do a guess. Darko might have done the 12th time I've seen this band, a.k.a. Rufus.
I did see that answer. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And what your ideal Sunday might look like, maybe brunch and a film alone or with your husband, Jess, a movie.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a meal.
Yeah. You met your last ex. This triggered me through uni years ago. Yep, that's exactly my situation. Oh. And the last time you made an effort for Halloween, did you guys all answer that you were all the back end of a horse? Or should we execute
I said,
that this Halloween?
Something about glitter. I'm still finding glitter everywhere.
Yes, still taking the glitter off.
No,
I did
that they didn't get it because I went as a pirate, but I went as a rat with the number pi on my chest. A pie rat.
Is that a true pirate? Is that a true story?
That's a true story. And everyone was like, what's that? I had to explain it to everyone. It was a long night.
There were people at that party.
I was going to say, what party are you attending? And I would have kicked you out.
You've come a long way from the party you went to with the children. Yeah. It was a country party. You had to come as a country and you just stuck like Latvia, was it? And Lithuania?
No, on it was the twins. Stans.
The Stans.
Yeah, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan.
And you just had written it on a piece of paper and stuck it to their chest.
Well, because they were twins, they were Tajikistan together. So it was Stan.
That's one way to get them no friends.
At a work function for daddy.
Anyway, let's get into our personalities.
Yes. So, Jess has resulted as the conversationalist.
Well,
doesn't that just fit like a beautiful puzzle piece?
It does. Always feels a bit awkward initially, but gradually finds ways to connect with and winds up counselling them on relationship issues.
Oh. A couple of glasses of rosé. D&M's in the corner.
Yep. Needs a quiet corner, a decent bar stool, and keep those polenta fries coming, please.
Bang, that is you.
I love a polenta fry.
Yeah.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Just to a T.
That is me. Yeah.
The only thing I didn't quite think was the end here. Listens to everyone's life story, yes, but is often the last person to leave the bar.
Definitely the first person to leave the bar. Yeah. You know why? Because I'm sick of listening to your life story.
I'll see you later.
I can go drink rosé in my own house.
Yeah, I've done too much counselling.
Actually also provides your perfect night out drink, your night out tune, and where you would feel right at home actually gives you like accommodation you'd like to stay out for your night out.
Makes sense.
So your perfect drink would be a Jack Daniel's Apple Fizz.
What?
Brilliant.
Never had a Jack Daniel's Apple Fizz. Maybe I need to try.
Drink,
let's just focus on, let's focus on the personalities.
Yeah. I think so. Sure thing. And then we've got Gilly. You have Nick is the conductor.
Oh.
Yeah, that fits already.
What does the conductor do?
Am I punching tickets on a tram or am I
I'm saying you're conducting electricity, like standing on the top of a building, trying to get your meteorology, you know, readings.
For whom a night out means only three things: live music, a good drink, and friends who will let them talk at length about why both the band and the drink are so good.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind just breaking down every part of the songs.
Yeah, they're all. Also, their inbox and spare room are an absolute mess of music paraphernalia. Oh,
yes, man. The studio, this studio included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Ducko.
Yes,
I thought you might be excited to know that we got the same result.
Wow, this can't be right. Well,
this is like you and Gilly having the same star sign.
I know, what's with me? Anyway, what do we get?
All right, we are the moment makers, aka the heroes of a night out.
One of us is lying, so who is it? Tell it.
Hey, we've boogied together multiple times. I feel like this is well suited, but
okay.
Sure.
No, what is it?
Yep, no. Moment makers gather friends, new and old, misfits, new parents. Oh, that's not right.
And I love parents coming really? To parties and getting loose. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's always good to see.
It's fun, yeah.
Make sure everyone has a drink, a snack, and a warm hug. Sings karaoke and dances badly.
Yeah, well, yeah. I do the clap.
You like a little two-step.
I do,
little
yeah.
knees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Somehow convinces large groups of people to book trips together.
Yeah,
we do love a good group on that. Yeah,
group holiday.
After a couple of skooies deep, you've got the Webjet app yeah, out, yeah. and you're on a trip.
We should all go to Japan together. I'll message you tomorrow.